USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden is on to Brussels for a meeting of NATO leaders after wrapping up the Group of Seven summit on Sunday. Biden declared that the U.S. was back at the table and ready to cooperate on global threats.
The only way we're going to meet the global threats that we're, is by working together and with our partners and our allies. And I conveyed to each of my G7 counterparts that the United States is going to do our part. America is back at the table.
Also at the close of the summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the seven nations had agreed to donate 1 billion doses of COVID vaccine to the rest of the world. In a statement, Johnson said that those doses would be distributed either directly or through the UN's COVAX program. He announced earlier this week that the UK would donate 100 million doses over the next year, along with President Biden's announcement that the US would be donating 500 million doses starting this August. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.